The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover.
Come on, Al.
Ground.
Sing with me.
It's time for a play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red. Like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze.
So we're going to really get snow this week? That's something.
No, tonight. A mere dusting.
So I didn't have to do the song with my friend Eric. I just couldn't make that work out because I was supposed to go over there and do Marshmallow World. Couldn't do that. I would have done it if I had the time to do it. Didn't have the time to do it. And then I just got a call from Neil Cavuto's show, Coast to Coast, 12 to 2 on Fox Business, the show you know and you love. And Joe, could you drop in? I always like to drop in with Neil. I'm so overwhelmed. I got to pack up. I got to rehearse. We have a show tonight. So I'm having to, Frankie, it's getting really nutty. But I can get through. You know what the D-Day is for me? December 14th. Yeah, December 14th is not that I shouldn't use that analogy because that was really such a beautiful, such a great day in military history. So I don't mean to say that. But the end of this run for me is December 14th. Then I can go into Christmas. It's great. This is where I'm panicking, may I say. Christmas presents for the kids. Because I worry. Now, I've got all the kids for Christmas. I have all the children for Christmas. So now I'm panicking because I don't have time to go out. And usually I'll go online. I will go to Bernardsville, New Jersey. Tons of toys. You know what I think I got to get, Frankie Fibros, is a shopper, a professional shopper. You know, can I go online, look for a professional? I always ask that, and I never find anybody like that.
I'm sure you'd definitely be able to find
someone.
There are
plenty of people out there who want to spend
your
money.
You should talk to my mother, because she could be a professional shopper, and now she's, retired.
She's too young to be retired.
I know. I'm urging her to get another job.
Like can I tell you, when you brought your mother to Italy, everybody said the same thing. And they said, this is my mother. She looked like your sister. I mean, she looks so young. God bless her. I mean, she was a kid when she had you.
She's probably older than you think. But yeah, both my parents have aged pretty well, which speaks very
That's
well,
good for
hopefully
you.
For me. So, that actually reminds me. I had forgotten until just now. But that was you and your daughter Charlie, and Charlie's mother were in my dream last night. We didn't really do anything. We just kind of said hello.
I'm telling you, there's something. You know, I was talking about the 6 9. I almost said Charlie. I was thinking Charlie because I was going to tell you next that Charlie and I are going to the West Coast together. I worry about Charlie because she's 8, and that, of course, this Christmas is really Christmas for her at 8. So I worry about it. That was going to come out. How did I know that? Now, what was the dream? Dare I ask?
And
how much did it cost me?
The only part I remember is you and I were walking somewhere, and Charlie and her mother were in line somewhere, and we're walking out, and then you stop, and we're spending time with Charlie and her mother, and then I kissed both of them hello and walked away. and you stayed with them. And I don't remember what we were doing or where we were going. That's the only part of the dream I remember. And I didn't remember it until you just mentioned your kids 2 minutes ago.
Now, I believe that sometimes dreams are precursors to what will happen. I actually believe that.
That scenario that he just mapped out there, I really don't see that happening. Call me crazy. Call me crazy. I just don't see that.
Hey, guys, listen. You know, the judge was making me laugh because I whispered like no one could listen. I'm going, listen to this. So, you know, when I was calling in from Paris, I called in from Paris last week to Al and to Arthur. And then I had the wildest dream. Can we talk confidentially here, just us? Just us? I had the wildest dream. No, listen. The wildest dream about, and I was in... Where was it? I got up in, I guess, Florence, and we were about to go to fly to Florence to Paris to JFK. And I had this crazy dream about Carol Alt. I had the dream about Carol Alt. No. It was all appropriate, but it was like, it was so vivid. You know, you have those vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. It was a vivid dream about Carol. So, Frankie, I didn't chat with you about this because were you there? No, I really, it was, listen. So it was like, the dream was like, there was like a baby, a 2-year-old.
Oh, God. Oh. We need a couch and a psychiatrist. Stat. Like, get somebody on the line now.
Listen. There was a 2-year-old, but it wasn't really.
Why does the kid have to be 2? And how did you know the kid was 2 in the dream?
I remember distinctly the child was 2 years old, and it was a boy.
That's what I remember. Listen, raise his hand up. 2.
listen. And he didn't point at me and go, da-da. He didn't say that.
Really?
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. It was not my child. It was like, no.
No? Oh, good job.
No, will you stop? Will you listen to me finish? Because I remember vividly in the dream, it was like there was the kid was so cute, and it wasn't my child, and I loved holding this baby, and I said to myself, I can have more children. I swear to goodness, I said that in my dream. I love children. I love kids. I love being a dad. I love the kids. And I said, this beautiful little child, as vivid as ever. And I think it was Carol's kid. And of course, she has no children. So, yeah, man. It was nuts. So then, the friend.
You sure it wasn't a cat?
No.
I'm just saying, Carol has a number of cats.
Yeah,
she loves cats.
That's it.
Wasn't a cat.
No. Listen. Then I call Arthur. I look at the clock, and I'm
in the dream. Figure you're calling.
No.
Now you're awake.
Real life. I'm in Paris. I'm walking around, and I'm trying to do the time because I got to catch the plane, and I got to figure out where I'm going. And so I call Arthur, and who's the guest? Carol was the guest that morning. It was like weird, like that. Like
very
I know that. So I believe in all that. Like there's a precursor to it. Especially was your dream vivid with me?
No, I barely totally forgot about it until just 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibes from it. It must be all that Deepak Chopra that I got last night.
I'm weird. Wow.
Oh, come on now, man. Hey, so all that aside, it's Joe and Alan, Frank and Debbie on the radio, 877-970-2999. We'll go to Dave Damiani. We're going to show you the music. I think the word is drop. The tune drops is what they say. I think that's what they say. I'm so corny. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I think it means that. Hey, so Frank, you know what I want to talk about, if we can, for a second here, is about this Epstein situation. And this is a really very strange. First of all, when Epstein and they really go from one end of the spectrum to the other, if I can, but that's what's good about radio. You can do that. Is like Epstein whacked. To me, you can't convince me this guy wasn't whacked in prison. He'd taken out, whacked, boom. I don't know. Was it the Clintons? Now they're saying was it the British royalty? Was it? And then it goes to ABC and the girl on ABC, the reporter on ABC says something. And I wanted to talk about Rick Klein about it because she was caught on an open mic. James Veritas, James O'Keefe from Veritas found this. Is that right, Frankie Fiburrows?
Oh, that's right. He published it.
Yeah, and that the girl from ABC said, she starts saying, oh, this is a story. They won't follow up on it. And you know what the point of the matter is? Mainstream media won't touch it. What the heck is going on here, Frank?
Well, it's very interesting. So you have three things all going on at once, each of which is interesting in their own right, and collectively they're just fascinating. So first you have Dr. Michael Bodden, who's one of the most respected forensic pathologists in the whole country, coming out and saying that his analysis of the autopsy results shows that Epstein's injuries are much more consistent with a homicide as opposed to a suicide. Yep. So that's one thing. Yep. And even Bill de Blasio, whose own New York City medical examiner said that it was a suicide, even Bill de Blasio raised some questions about whether that was true or not. And Donald Trump Jr. said the same thing. So you have de Blasio and Donald Trump Jr., two guys that don't generally see eye to eye on anything, both raising some questions about whether Epstein was actually killed. Then earlier in the week, we see this hot mic video released. We don't know how James O'Keefe got it, and I think James is going to come on with us next week. But Amy Robach, this reporter for ABC News, basically said she had all of the elements of this story 3 years ago about what a prolific pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was, and her bosses at ABC News would not let her pursue it. They said they killed the story. Now, ABC News, this goes to show you where their priorities are, rather than explore why this story was killed, what they are instead exploring is how James O'Keefe got this tape and how this video was released. It's interesting to see that that's where they're interested in doing some investigative reporting. Then today, or I guess yesterday, Jeffrey Epstein's brother Mark Epstein told Fox News that New York authorities are playing games as he tries to get answers to uncover mysterious details about how his brother could have hung himself in Manhattan federal lockup. Now, it was the brother that hired Dr. Michael Bodden, who performed the autopsy. Now, Mark Epstein is saying he's getting blocked from getting further information over other mysterious injuries, including bruises on both wrists, forearm scrapes, and deep muscle hemorrhaging on the left shoulder. So according to what Mark Epstein said, he said those are unexplained. Was he handcuffed and struggled? Was someone holding his wrists? The marks on his wrist are completely unexplained. So, I think this is something, Joe, that there are serious questions about. I'm not sure whether Jeffrey Epstein was killed or not, but the more we seem to be learning about this case, the more it seems there was an interest on the part of some very powerful people, including in the news media, in protecting this guy. And then it looked like the jig was up for him, it looked like there's an interest in making sure this guy died. So there's a lot of very serious questions about this guy and many more questions than answers.
What's your instinct, Frankie? What are you thinking? Who did the Clintons take him out? Then now they're saying the British royal family, because I don't follow them at all. I couldn't even tell you whoever was apparently messing around with Epstein. Also, somebody said on Fox News this morning, I wish I could give credit, is that Bill Clinton, in the middle of the Hillary Clinton campaign, it could have all broken, because Bill Clinton apparently was indeed on that plane, on the manifest, and several times, right, Frankie? Wasn't it several times?
He did go on the plane. I don't know exactly how many times.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, not to make accusations.
He's saying that because he doesn't want to pinpoint how many times, because he might get whacked by the Clintons.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Notice, I don't know. I don't know.
No, but like a lot. This guy, when you're that wealthy,
what happened to Frank?
When you're that wealthy,
did
when
he oversleep?
Look,
no,
when
he
you're
said
that
something about the Clintons, he was gone.
When you're that wealthy, when you're that wealthy, Joe, you just run with a different crowd of people. And look, this guy was hanging around with Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. You know, the guy ran the Prince Andrew. The guy ran with a different crowd than what regular people run with. So, it's just whenever you're dealing with people that wealthy and that powerful, I'm sure some of them certainly do have a vested interest in making sure you never tell
the
story.
Yeah, but Alan, I feel bad for Professor Dershowitz, because he's denying everything, and
is Prince Andrew. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. So you can't really assume. So it does lead to the Clintons, then, you're saying. Okay. I'm just trying to whittling it down. No, I don't mean to say it. Hey, don't say it. All of a sudden, boom, what happened to the morning team? They're gone. I don't know what happened, you know? Hi, it's Kevin McCullough.
Always a big fan of Bill. Always a big, big fan. No.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's almost 20 after 9, 18 after 9 right now. I want to just, there is the president, again, just crushed it in Louisiana last night, had a big, big rally. Phil and Willie Robertson, is that the name of the Duck Dynasty guys? They showed up, and the president put them up at the podium, and it was a lot of fun, and maybe we'll grab some audio from that later, but that's in Louisiana, and the president is, now he's going to a ball game. Is he going to a, he's coming to New York.
Right, he's doing the Veterans Day Parade here in New York. He was just here last week for this mixed martial arts event. Yeah, and even though he's no longer a New Yorker, he certainly seems to be spending a lot of time here.
I'll tell you what, the energy is unbelievable. The energy is unbelievable. This guy, President Trump, just keeps on going. And, you know, he's not stopping. And he's actually accelerating his whole hectic pace as the campaign heats up for 2020. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Damiani's here. We're going to drop. We're going to play. We're going to find whatever the hip term is for the song that we're doing on iTunes. We will find what the proper tune is at, because we put together a new tune. And Haley Reinhart, you know, there's some great young talent out there, Deb, that I don't think you hear enough about on the radio, and we're going to just bring them to the airwaves just for fun as we roll into the holiday season, if you can believe it already.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm panicking about Christmas, shopping.
I know. Like you said, you need a personal shopper. That's all.
I got to get in New York, you get a personal shopper. You know, in the boondocks, I could get a tomato. I mean, it's like there's nothing. I got nothing.
Juicy tomatoes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Farm stands where I am. Hey, kids, you want some vegetables and fruits for Christmas? Merry Christmas. Deb, I'll figure it out.
You may be able to find somebody if you, like, ask around, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible. Yeah, but then again, you do live pretty far away.
I know.
We had a hard time finding your house when you had that barbecue.
I'll find a personal shop. I'll marry her. I'll more alimony. I'll get divorced. That's what's going to happen. I see.
The next Mrs. Joe Piscopo.
She was a good shopper, though. Took all my money, but boy, great shopper. That's it. Okay, that's it. That's 921, Joe on the radio. That's it. Debbie's looking out for you on the road. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to the LIE West into Ronkonkoma Ave accident. Sunrise Highway West out by Connecticut State Park. That ongoing road work really causing a problem. The westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, that's a collision to deal with. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Cross Bronx East at Webster Avenue with an accident. Inbound GWB 20 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Not too bad from the Palisades Parkway. Heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's about 20. The outbound Lincoln is 30. Holland Tunnel still 20 in from both approaches. And we're seeing some slowdowns on 287 southbound, getting down past 6 at 55 in Wanacue with some ongoing road work over there. And watch for some slowdowns on 18 north up by George Street into New Brunswick with an accident. 684 northbound exit 3, accident cleared. Some rain likely later, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. 922 with Joe on the radio. You know what they say, your smile is one of the first things people notice about you. Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey and Morristown can make your smile look and feel its best. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano is your guy. His amazing team are committed to providing personalized care, customized treatments, and they'll get you in and out fast because they respect you and your time. How about that, right? They have over 30 years of experience. Dr. Romano has 30 years of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. You know, and this is the man, I keep telling you, that came up with the concept of veneers that make your smile sparkle, implants that help you eat and feel better. You don't realize, once you get the implants in, you can just have a better lifestyle. And Dr. Romano was at the onset of all of these revolutionary things that was not only cosmetic dentistry to just make your life easier. Please check out aestheticsmilesnj.com. I always feel like I have to spell aesthetic for you because I that's a word, right? A-E-S, right? It's A-E-S-T-H-E-T, the English language. A-E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C, smile. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Or you can call Dr. Romano. He's going to be at the ball game with us on Sunday. Great guy. I'm telling you, if you have any kind of hesitance towards a dentist, you will not. It'll go away once you meet Ed Romano. Great guy. 973-285-5480. Dr. Ed Romano, 973-285-5480.
800-480.
Eric Metaxas explains why religious liberty is so important.
The president is actually talking about this. We've never had to talk about this at that level before. It's never been this bad. I'm telling you, folks, this is coming for you. Once you start unraveling things and start saying, we're going to enforce this set of beliefs and not this set of beliefs, and we're going to force this, we're going to force that, it's fundamentally un-American.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer. Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Please be sure to tune in to Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Debbie and Al next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for a very special announcement you do not want to miss.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
We love Dottie. She's such a great gal, Dottie Herman. Hey, on 925 with Joe on the radio. Well, I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, but you get craving for Italian food. You want to eat the best. There's no place better than Michael's of Brooklyn. It's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And I'm telling you, when we went across Italy, and you don't have a bad meal in Italy. Steve Perillo got us the best restaurants, the best meals. But as I tasted it, and I was talking to Frankie, and we'd be there, Michael's of Brooklyn is just like you're in Italy, man. I'm telling you, you got to, when you sit with Fred and Johnny and Mary Ann and Michael himself and Mama Cacaccia, you're there with the family. It's like being in Italy, but you're in Brooklyn, and you're in one of the five best Italian restaurants in the entire country, according to who? The Food Network. Ah, you got to taste the puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil, arrabbiata sauces. I always think of my FBI buddy who called and said he was working a job or something, and he heard me telling about Michael's of Brooklyn, and I was making him so hungry while he was doing a stakeout, so I apologize for that. But you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Everything's homemade. The sauce is made right there. And don't forget, please, when you go to your ShopRite or you go to Gristiti's or you go around and you see in your supermarket Michael's of Brooklyn, take home that sauce. You're going to love the sauce. Best jarred sauce anywhere. The best part about going to Michael's, though, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, is the chance to experience authentic legacy of the Italian tradition. So make your reservation today. You're going to love it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
We don't stop. It's almost 9:30. We're going to go. Let it rip, Al. Come on. Get this Thursday started, rolling into Mike Gallagher, Mr. Prager. We got it all for you on the radio. Come on! Man. Still one of the greatest. I don't know even how you could compare anything to Led Zeppelin.
50 years ago today, this album came out.
Wow. What? What? Yeah. I'm not that old, Al. Actually, I am. Hey, but I remember Live Aid. 100,000 people, JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. Chevy Chase and I, and Jack Nicholson was there. Who was it? Cher? I think Cher Bette Midler. We were emceeing this Live Aid. And I told you this before. Led Zeppelin goes up. And Jack Nicholson introduced Led Zeppelin, and I was by one of the speakers. I almost ripped my chest out. It was can those guys still hear? Do they have hearing problems?
I'm
now?
Sure they all have hearing problems.
Huh? What?
What? What?
Eh? Oh man! Hey Al, before we break yes. for yous with the local news, what's this real idea I keep hearing about in the state?
Yeah, it's a federally mandated new driver's license that all states are supposed to comply with. Of course, New Jersey and New York have lagged far behind it because they're lazy, shiftless. Well, whatever. Anyway, So now New Jersey has finally put together the machine or whatever that will create these real IDs that are supposed to protect them from being counterfeited, et cetera, to allow you to board an airplane. So if you don't have this license by October of next year, you will not be allowed to board a plane using your driver's license. You can use a passport. I don't know of other forms of identification that would allow you to get on a plane, but your current driver's license, if it's not changed, it will not be valid for flight starting in October of next year. And they're rolling it out in the DMV offices. I think it started in Trenton a couple of months ago, and each couple of weeks they're releasing it in another office. But you have to make an appointment. You can't just go there and say, hey, I need this real ID. They want you to make an appointment, go through this whole process. So, you know, it's going to be a pain in the rear end.
Wait, so we have to, it's got to be done. It's mandatory.
Well, you fly a lot, Joe. So for you, you should get it done.
He's got a passport, so he doesn't really need it, right?
I know, but you're asking Joe to remember bringing his passport with him when he flies commercially here in the United States domestically. That's not going to happen, right?
Monkey Dad. Monkey Dad.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Monkey Dad. Yeah. No, but don't. I mean, just tell me. So I have to go to the DMV to get this thing with a new.
Correct. You have to make an appointment, and you go, Yeah, I know. You're not going to do it. He's going to wait until September 30th, and then he's going to panic, and then he's going to call some guy who thinks his friend is going to get him into Trenton or something so that he can get the license. This is exactly what's going to happen.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy at the DMV. Like, you say Arthur. Was that the best, Frank? You were in Italy. And then we're talking. Only us. We're sitting around. It's late. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, Italy time. And I say, look, when we go to the Vatican, if we ever go back, we want to just be able to walk right in. And it would be great to be able to walk right in because of the long lines at the Vatican. And Adela goes, I know a guy. I mean, did he not say that, Frank?
Well, he does. And the fellow that he knows he does this. Basically, they have this little fraternity of guys, and they all wear these pins. If you've ever noticed the pin that Arthur wears, the black one with white lettering, it's IGG, I got a guy. And everybody that's in that little group, they have to be willing to do any favor that's asked of any of them.
That's great. That's great.
Like, if somebody asks for a private tour, this is Chapel, he's got a guy, you know, that can get it done. Then
the guy call or did he not call immediately back? The guy
he did
right
yeah,
back. He called right back. I got a guy, not a problem. We'll take care of it. I swear to you, only Arthur. Did you see? We're gonna break. But did you see Jim Acosta with the guy doing the worm
yes,
in the background?
I saw that video. That was great.
Will you post that, please? Acosta.
It's all over Twitter. It's very funny.
It is so funny.
He's standing there waiting to do a shot, and some guy's doing the worm behind him, like lower. It's really funny. Very funny. That's not too distracting.
You gotta laugh. 9:31. Dave Dabiani's coming up, and Big Al Gattulo, duty flea, standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hundreds of stray cats are living near MetLife Stadium, and not just the black cat that ran onto the field during Monday's football game. Cat Johnson of the Humane Society of Bergen County says the feral cat problem will only get worse with the American Dream Wall opening. Johnson says the stray cat problem started years ago at the Meadowlands Raceway when horse trainers brought cats in to chase mice out of the stables. The cats eventually made the area their home. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing legislation that would provide family caregivers with a tax credit. The bipartisan bill would make those caring for a disabled or elderly family member eligible for a $3,000 credit. Gillibrand notes the money could be used for things like training and instruction, renovations to homes such as an access ramp, or for the costs associated with transportation. She compares it to the child care credit that offers parents a similar break on taxes. In sports, Knicks outscored by 15 in the second half and a 122-102 loss to the Pistons in Detroit. Knicks now 1-7 overall. Five different Rangers scoring in a 5-1 rout of the Red Wings at Madison Square Garden. As you heard here on The Answer last night, Syracuse losing to Virginia 48-34, and on our sister station, WMCA, St. John's opening up the season with a 109-79 rout of visiting Mercer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go over to 684 southbound, slowing down, getting down toward the Sawmill. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you on 95 north into the New Rochelle tolls. That's an accident that's off on the shoulder now. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you head inbound at the GWB. It's 20 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 20. Outbound, 30. Holland still 20 in from both approaches. Some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to 287 south, getting down past 55 in Wanacue with construction. 18 north of George Street, accident in New Brunswick. And we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head to that eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Stop-and-go on the westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel with an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to the LIE West right at the Grand Central with a collision still being cleared. And watch for some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx East at Webster Ave with an accident blocking a lane. Some rain likely later, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get two Proformer wiper blades free at participating Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Don't miss Seton Hall basketball here on AM 970 on Saturday afternoon as the Hall hosts Stony Brook. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. Pregame at 2:20, opening tip at 2:30. Seton Hall basketball on our flagship station, AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience, please, the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. Dealing with dummies, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Alex Kinsella, thank you, Mr. Kinsella. The general manager prides himself on his low, low lease offers. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. So I want to tell you, oh gosh, can I give you the 945? I'll give you the 945. Joey Generosity on the radio. How are you? Nice to see you. You know, I'll give you the knife. That's a lot, but that's more than 5 minutes. But if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, please. All European models are excluded. You love the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy always tells me about. You'll be at dinner with Iggy Giuffre. Great guy. I don't know. You know, I love that service center. They're so committed at Route 22 Toyota to helping you. And Iggy's a great, Carmelo and Chester, this great family that is at the largest indoor automobile showroom, brand spanking new, with a brand new customer lounge right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check it out. You got to check it out. But you can start here. This is the easy part. Start here. 855-621-9949. $49. You jump on the phone real quick. You get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter. I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. They're the family over there at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or again, check this out, please. Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. And
Damiani, you're killing me. You're killing me, buddy. Look at you. Is that Haley, David? Is that Haley?
That's Haley. How great is she?
Oh, man. Oh, you are unbelievable. You're killing me, man. Look at you. Look at you. Dave Damiani, a great talent in his own right, and he brings his brothers and his sisters with him on stage all around America. We have such a great time doing it, and we wanted to plug some things that Dave is doing with some really great talent and to welcome him back to the show. David, I'll tell you, she is, as you are, but what did you see? What did you see in Haley Reinhardt? This girl is like, I'm telling you, I don't know anybody better, the way she sells it these days, and the talent in her voice, David, really, huh?
I mean, it's amazing, and everybody now is knowing it. I mean, Michael Feinstein's working with her this year, and she's doing right. All kinds of stuff all over the country. She's incredible.
Didn't she do, when did she work with Jeff Goldblum, was that right, on the Kimmel Show, was that right? I think she did.
Yes, she did Jeff Goldblum on the Kimmel Show, and then she's been doing, like, you know, Postmodern Jukebox she worked with for years, and now she's got, I'm so excited about her new Christmas music. It's so good.
Is that on now? This, what do you call it? Dropping? That it drops today. It comes down on iTunes today. It appears. What's the hip term that you young people use when you use that term?
I used to say it's dropping. I guess dropping, right?
Dropping.
That one came out last week, and then this week she's got To Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas coming out. And you know, because I guess nowadays Christmas starts in, I guess, what, November, huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, like Halloween. Hey, so when the now, you know, now the cut you and I did, is Haley on that, or is that a different? Is that a completely different thing?
No. She's not. That's a different thing. That'll be out next week. But Haley's not on that one. But that one's exciting as well. I mean, God, there's a lot of great Christmas music coming out right now, huh?
I know. I love it, man. It's great. So this is what happened. If you're listening, did Haley call in? Is she calling in now, Frankie? Is that what I see on my call board in front of me, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Absolutely, we have her, Joe.
Oh, Haley, welcome to the show. How cool is it that you called in? Welcome to the Piscopo Show. How are you, my dear? How you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Great. And we got Dave Damiani, your buddy, on the phone too, Haley.
Wow, it's a proper conference call. How are you, Dave?
So I got to give Dave a shout out because he introduced me to Haley. Haley, I tell you, did you and I, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we meet in Philadelphia like just when you were it had to be 5 years ago. Is that right? At some kind of the Billboard Awards or something in Philadelphia?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, we met. It was the Walk of Fame.
And you were just a kid. You were with your mom. You crushed it on stage in Philadelphia. I was Jimmy Fallon was there. Haley, remember Jimmy came in and dropped by, and the Roots because they were honoring the Roots. And then Dave says to me, Damiani says, "Hey, we're going out with Haley. I'm telling you, you've really captured and for those of us that really dig the standards, the music of that genre better than anybody. And if you're listening, please Google Haley Reinhardt, Dave Damiani. You're gonna get some classic music. And you know, I'm an old soul. You know, I love the Frank Sinatra standard type music. Haley, what was your impetus, your influence in tackling the music the way you have, my dear?
Thanks, Joe. I grew up singing jazz. My dad and I would do call and response kind of stuff with me. So from a really young age, I would sit in with my parents' band in Chicago, and at also like the young age of whatever, 18 or 17, I got the opportunity to fly out with my high school jazz band, and we did Montreux Jazz Fest in Umbria and got to tour, you know, all over the place, a lot of Chicagoland as well. So I was getting some really unique experience that I you know, couldn't even fully process until I was older, how incredible it was and what a great deal jazz means to me over the years, you know, and pop and all these other genres I love, but jazz has a truly special place in my heart, and I'll always go back to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you sound, man, I watched you grow, Dave. You remember we were at the ocean, I guess, down in Atlantic City, right, David? Yeah, we were down there, and you got up and you did a sound check, and man, it was just the sound check alone, it was just magnificent. And then then you work with Jeff Goldblum, because Jeff's he's got great prowess at the piano as a jazz artist, yes?
Yes, yeah, that was a really special experience as well, and it came out of nowhere, but it was cool to learn Nina Simone tune, My Baby Just Cares For Me, and I did another tune that me and Dave have actually done for years, G-Baby and A Good View. That was really neat, and of course, the musicians were incredible as well, and Dave has worked with some of the same people, Alex Frank on bass, and it's a neat crowd, you know, and they're doing good by bringing jazz back to the community, back to the people.
I know, if you're listening, Haley Reinhardt, a great young jazz artist, and Dave Damiani as well. And they go out, we will tour. And you know what's interesting, Haley, you're right. The jazz cats that play. And Dave, I got to ask you, where you found Alex on bass and the kid, I got to give the name. Remember you took me to the Grove, man, and I had a guitar and a bass. And you said, oh, we're doing a set for like Charlie Pignon, the head of Sinatra Enterprises. I go, well, don't put the pressure on me, Dave. Remember that? That was like, okay, remember that, man?
Huh? Yeah. I think it was John Story on guitar.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. And it was great. It was great, and we nailed it. It was a lot of fun, but it's great that you go out. Dave, you're performing in Millville, New Jersey. Tell us about it, man, and where can we get tickets, my brother?
So Millville, New Jersey on December 6th at the Lavoy Theater, which is an amazing theater. And we got Haley Reinhardt and this guy, Bob Anderson, who's just out of sight. He was at
From
the
Vegas.
Palazzo in Vegas.
Right,
I mean, he's incredible. So, yeah, we're going to do a show called Big Band Wonderland on the 6th, and you can get tickets at LavoyTheater.net, Lavoy.net, or DaveDamiani.com. And then on December 8th, we have a great show with a 24-piece orchestra with strings, and it's going to be Haley Reinhardt, Landau Murphy Jr., winner of America's Got Talent, and Alyssa Sullivan, who is the runner-up for Miss New Jersey. And it's going to be an amazing show with a 24-piece orchestra, and that's going to be in Cape May Courthouse at the Regional Performing Arts Center down there, and that's December 8th.
So Dave Damiani, Haley Reinhardt, you got to check out. These are my friends. We go on the road, so you're listening. I know we want to talk news. I know we want to talk politics. These are great artists, and we will be in Orleans. We will be in Gulfport, Mississippi. We will be all around the country, and we perform. And it's just a joy that you guys keep this alive. And Big Dave, by the way, we got our thing dropping, coming out on iTunes, I guess. The Dave Damiani and Piscopo singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That turned out really great. Great, my brother, huh? That's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and it was great to do that with you. Like we just kind of threw that together a couple of weeks ago, and I can't believe how quickly that thing got done. And I love it, man. It's great. And then Haley has two new tracks coming out. She had Santa Baby come out, I think, like last week, and then this week is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And they're just, and it's some of the most amazing big band stuff that I've done to this point with the orchestra, and she just kills it. I mean, she does it better than anybody.
I will tell you, and I'll tell you as you listen, I'm going to let you guys go. I know it's early for you guys, but Haley Reinhardt right now, I don't know that, Dave, I don't know that there's a better vocalist out there right now. I've seen it. I saw it live. You listen, Haley Reinhardt, this is the major, major vocalist. We invite you to check out Haley Reinhardt and go online, Google it. Haley, we wish you all the best. I'll see you out there on the road, but all the very best. God bless you. And thanks for keeping, you know, I knew the old man, Mr. Sinatra, rest his soul. He would be so proud of what you're doing, man, along the lines of Peggy Lee, Billie Holiday, and all these great artists, and you're just crushing it. So God bless and Godspeed, Haley. And great to have you on the show, girl.
You are so sweet. Thank you, Joe. And I'm looking forward to our shows. We have way too much fun, all of us together in our motley crew.
Thanks. Haley, you're the best. Thank Dave you. Damiani, you have one more time for Millville, New Jersey. Where are we going for that, my friend?
Lavoie Theater, Millville, New Jersey. Check out Lavoie Theater. That's an amazing little theater down there, and you guys will love it.
Dave, thanks for putting us all together, my friend. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you,
David.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Joe. Thanks,
no,
Haley.
Love you guys. Thanks, you guys. So it's a kick for me, you know. Like, I'm like a dinosaur. I dig this music. Like, tonight on stage down at the Chelsea Pier, I'll be on stage with Vinnie Raniolo. It was one of the most brilliant guitarists. I have the honor. Rick Gordon's going to come in and conduct, and we're going to have a great time for the St. Francis Food Pantries. This is Doodles for Hunger. This is tonight. Chelsea Pier, if you want to go down, please go to Doodles for Hunger. Come on down, and we'll be playing the standards. And I'll be on the drums, and we'll be rocking it. And when we went out, and we were at the Madison Theater out in Rockville Center, and you were kind enough to come last week, the music is timeless. It really is. And then when I go out and I see younger folks doing it, and then they bring the old guy. I'm like the old guy on stage, you know? And then I actually worked with Mr. Sinatra, you know? And then to see the legacy carry on, it's all good. It's fun, especially as we go into the holiday season. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Thank you. Thank you for letting me to promote my friends like that. I appreciate it very much. 10 before 10 o'clock, 9:49. We got so much news, so much crazy. Sometimes you got to just deviate, step off the news platform, Debbie Duhame, and just talk about some good things. And these kids can sing, and they play the best music. It's just very, very humbling to be with these young kids. And so, you know what? The legacy lives on of Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, yeah. Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Such classic music. And, boy, they do a wonderful job.
That's very talented. Mm-hmm. Debbie's looking out for you every single morning, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Back to business on the roads with Debbie on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're seeing some volume here on 12th Ave, getting down toward Chelsea Pierce right now. We're also seeing a lot of volume here in town over on 42nd Street. It's kind of congested this morning getting out toward 7th Avenue, as usual. Southbound FDR Drive is all jammed up through the 60s. Northbound FDR Drive heavy through the 40s. West Side Highway South heavy down through 125th Street. It's pretty busy now approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel, getting into town about 15 minutes. The Edcoch 59th Street Bridge, busy on that upper level. Stop-and-go traffic eastbound side of the belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Westbound belt slowing down by Kennedy Airport. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the Gowanus East getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway. Watch for slowdowns over on Route 3, Route 3 westbound. That's going to be stop and go getting out toward the Garden State Parkway in Clifton. The inbound side of the GWB, looks like you're moving slowly here at the inbound GWB. Still waiting about 25 minutes in. Lincoln 10 minutes in, 15 out. Over at the Holland, 15 minutes in from both approaches. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas explains why religious liberty is so important.
The president is actually talking about this. We've never had to talk about this at that level before. It's never been this bad. I'm telling you, folks, this is coming for you. Once you start unraveling things and start saying, we're going to enforce this set of beliefs and not this set of beliefs, and we're going to force this, we're going to force that, it's fundamentally un-American.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Small business finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation, logistics, and more. It's New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Please be sure to tune in to Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Debbie and Al next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for a very special announcement you do not want to miss.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy today, nothing more than a shower or two much of the day. It'll become breezy in the afternoon, high 57. We do have some rain in the forecast for late this afternoon and early tonight that could briefly end as a little wet snow in some of the distant New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs. And windy and turning colder late tonight with some clearing, low 34. Windy and colder tomorrow with sun and clouds, high 42. For Saturday, more sun than clouds, still cold, high again 42. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, you have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now, Mr. Lindell, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. You get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listeners specials. You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Okay, Mike's newest product is the MyPillow Towels. Come on. Made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. Offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Now at 30% off with the promo code AM970. You're going to love these towels. I love these towels. I don't know how Mike does it. They're soft. Again, 100% USA cotton. I needed the towels. I needed the washcloths. I needed the hand, you know, the bath towel. I got it all, and I love my MyPillow towels. You will too. Plus, you can pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials for the new MyPillow towels. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Staten Island Frank. And Al, I don't know how you identify yourself. Jersey, Staten Island, Jersey.
Lunatic.
So I said to Al, so Sunday.
It's Sunday. Saturday. You show up on Sunday, you're late.
Saturday, we're going to the Army game, the UMass Army game. We're going to be up there. So I say to Al, off mic real quick, because it's going to be a little chilly, what are you going to wear? And he goes, a thong.
Right.
So this.
what do you think I'm going to wear? Clothes. It's going to be cold. We're going to be outside.
You going to wear those Speedos I got you, man?
No, I threw those out. I told you. I put them on for a second, and I threw them out.
Oh, the best.
Couldn't even get it up one leg. My wife's looking at me like, what's the matter with you? That's horrible.
Stop. Oh, my goodness gracious.
They don't make them big enough for a fat guy like me. Come on.
Well, it was. I got the.
That's
the
why when I people thought. Are in Europe and they're looking at those people on the beaches, they're looking at them like, what's the matter with you? Why is there an eclipse? I mean, stop.
An eclipse. Yeah. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Mike Allen coming up 10:05. Frankie Five Barrels. Any searing breaking news? I don't even know why.
Really, at this point, I mean, honestly, the breaking news was that Frank was late. He got in, made it in on the Uber.
Yeah. All right.
That's enough, Frank. Thanks. Tell me about your bathing suit.
Let's not.
So what happened? What do you think, Frank?
Steve Bannon's been called to testify at this Roger Stone trial,
called or subpoenaed, Frank. I mean,
I guess it's sort of the same thing. So he's going to be testifying for the prosecution, and he's only going to be able to testify apparently about his time with the campaign, not his time time at the White House, which the defense sought to question him about. And the judge warned the defense. I mean, if you have any doubt that this is just a kangaroo court, just listen to this. The judge warned the defense that they could not question him at all about Russian collusion or Russian interference. Now, the whole genesis of the Mueller probe was Russian collusion, and yet Stone is not even able to mention that as part of his defense. It's crazy.
Then
the president says that the Washington Post report is inaccurate, that he did not ask Attorney General Barr to speak on Ukraine. And John Bolton is scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. So he's going to have quite a bit to say. You can imagine that.
Thank you, Frankie Five Bros. Great to have you with us. Al, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Go out, make it the best day ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. I love you. God bless.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Police investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a five-year-old girl and her two parents in Harlem. Their bodies discovered in their West 121st Street apartment shortly after 9 last night. The girl and wife both suffered from neck trauma. Sources are saying that the parents were going through a divorce, were set to appear in court yesterday. Another report says that police believe the father killed his daughter and wife before taking his own life. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree being cut down today in Orange County, New York. Organizers say the 77-foot-tall, 14-ton Norway spruce will come from the home of Carol Schultz of Florida, New York. The tree will be chopped down in the morning, then hoisted by a huge crane onto a trailer for its trek to Manhattan, set to be put up at Rockefeller Center on Saturday ahead of the December 4th tree lighting ceremony.